A Traveler's Journal, November 26th, with tips to get away mentally as well as physically. Have you ever sat on a beautiful beach and been consumed by worries about something back at your home or office? If so, you know how hard it can be to escape normal mental routines and enter the relaxation zone. The time that transition takes varies from person to person and trip to trip. A fortunate few seem to be able to achieve total separation from their worldly cares upon arrival, but most of us spend the first few days of our vacations in a mental state best described as neither here nor there. Many years ago, back when the time it took to get someplace was measured in terms of days rather than hours, the journey itself created a sense of separation that made it easier to mentally shift into a vacation mode. But the transition time has been eroded by jets and superhighways, which make it possible to travel vast distances in a relative flash, at least in theory. Modern travelers can use a variety of methods to lighten their psychological baggage. Some go out of their way to travel at a more relaxed pace, making the journey by rail or ship rather than airplanes. Instead of taking the interstates, they drive more leisurely along back roads and blue highways. Others try to establish a sense of normalcy upon arrival by quickly settling into a familiar daily routine. For most travelers, however, putting real life on hold and shifting into a relaxation mode just takes time. So be patient. No one ever gets to paradise in a hurry. Check into our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.